From my heart to yours. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 82. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Buebler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, podcaster, author, and speaker. Our sponsor is my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents, and it's available on Amazon, of course. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways that you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app like the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. And please go ahead and leave me a review. I'd love to get your feedback on this podcast. As I said, we're up to episode number 82. Remember to grab my free chapter from the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, on my website right there on the homepage at recruitme.com. Boy, I just got back from a wonderful time with my granddaughter, 10 years old, and we had a date. Yeah, we went to Wendy's, and man, 10-year-olds can eat a lot. And I mean, she is burning the calories, but I'll tell you, we had a fantastic time, and I'm on a high now off of that, and I'm so glad that I'm recording this episode now, because you got me in a really good mood. We had a fantastic conversation, just a wonderful time. Oh, man, these kids, you know, grow up fast, and these grandkids, they grow up fast. And of course, I let her know. I said, you know, I helped your dad get an athletic scholarship. No, I didn't say that to her. I'll let her read my book. Oh, so anyway, I'm excited to be here with you. Hopefully, you're having a good start to your week. And as we sit here on this Tuesday, I just, you know, I was going to go a different direction. Last week, you heard me say I'm going to be starting a series on how to get noticed by college coaches, how to attract the attention of college coaches. I'm going to do that. Got some things outlined that I want to share with you. But, you know, I got something on my heart that came my way that I had to preempt what I was going to do. Because this is so critical, and I was really moved emotionally when I got into this. And I was reading some reviews of some recruiting services, and the reviews I read, wow, it just kind of broke my heart when I read those. And of course, everybody's got something to say, some good, some bad. So I don't think these are typical of what everybody's thinking, because I read some really good reviews as well. But what really got me and really hit me, especially because I had a conversation with somebody about this last week, is the fact that most parents and athletes don't believe that they can succeed on their own. They don't believe they can succeed on their own at this thing called recruiting. It's a big monster. It's the big unknown. It's there's so much fear. And I just had to come on this episode and convince you that you can do it on your own. I'm not going to try to sell you anything, okay? This isn't something where I'm going to try to sell my product. But it's something where I just feel moved to come to you and help you work through those roadblocks that are keeping you from even the thought that you can succeed on your own. Those insecurities, those fears, the biggest fears. One of them is, I can't do it on my own. I got to get somebody to do it for me, because I'll miss this opportunity. This window is only going to be open for so long, and I'll miss the opportunity. Now, missing an opportunity can create a lot of fear, especially when you see others getting athletic scholarships. You read about it, and you're thinking, I'm going to miss the opportunity, so I better spend some money, and I better go get the best recruiting service, the best recruiting coach that I can, consultant, whatever. And that fear then steers you away from the fact that you can succeed on your own. Another fear is that I'll do something wrong that will kill my chances. I'll really blow it. We'll be down the road, things will be going well, and then I'll just do something wrong, or my son or daughter will do something wrong, or will say something wrong, and what really looked like a great opportunity will just die, and our chances just totally killed. Along the same lines, the fear of, well, we'll just do something stupid because I really don't know what I'm doing, and I could do something stupid, and that's going to kill his or her chances as well. Or we'll offend a coach. Somehow we'll offend a coach, not even know it, or we'll say something or do something, but the coach will be offended, and here's a coach that was really interested in my kid, and I've gone ahead and killed that too. And then that fear of going through the whole process on my own, on our own, and not getting a scholarship offer. That's a big one. All these fears that might be running through your mind, or some of them, you know, wake up in the middle of the night and one of them hits you. I know, because I went through that and we had help. And yet I did have these fears. I've sat in the place that you're sitting right now. But I want to be able to push those aside and say you can succeed on your own. And not only that, why you can succeed on your own. You do not have to spend a ton of money. You don't have to go to somebody who supposedly will lead you along the way. You don't have to do that. One of the biggest advantages that you have, whether you're an athlete or the parent of an athlete, is you've got an athlete's mentality. Yeah, that is a gift. That's not just a gift, but it's experience. And parent, I don't know if you played sports growing up or not, but you're watching your kid play and you've walked with them through this. So you too have an athlete's mentality just by being connected. Some people don't know how to deal with challenges or work through difficulties or bounce back after setbacks. But you know what? You do. You do, because you do that all the time. Athlete, you do that all the time in competition. You have to deal with challenges. Every competition is a challenge. Every game, every match, every race. You have to work through difficulties. You have to train. You have to work through some weaknesses and develop strengths. You have to work through roadblocks. You have to bounce back after losing, after a setback, maybe even after an injury. You have to bounce back, and that takes a mentality that, as an athlete, that sets you apart from most people. And parents, if you've been an athlete, you know what I mean. If you've watched your son or daughter, you know what I mean. And you too, parent and athlete, you have that athlete's mentality. And I would just say, apply that mentality. Draw on that mentality and toughness and bring it right into the recruiting process, the recruiting drive. Bring it in there because it fits. It does fit. What you need to apply during recruiting is the same thing that you've applied in your career as an athlete. Parents, that you have applied in your career as an athlete or parent of an athlete, draw on those things. Draw on the things that will get you through the tough times, that will establish that toughness to get you through the tough times. You have that. It's golden. Use it. That's why I say you can succeed on your own. Let me say more about that. As I mentioned earlier, there's mixed reviews from what parents and athletes have received when they've used services or consultants. There's negative, there's positive, and that's just the way it is out there. I mean, there's the extreme negative. Like one parent said that the child does all the work for this company without any help, feedback, or input. Please do not spend your money with a company that does not represent your child. It Praise on your parents' faith, a parent's faith, trust, and expectations in their child, and converts it into monetary gain based on the child's commitment to promote themselves on the internet. Wow. That's a negative one. That's one extreme. However, I just want to present the positive one. Here's a parent that said, we had a great experience. We were new to the college recruiting process, and they helped guide us through it. The coaches helped us build my son's profile page, guided us on how to contact coaches, how to respond to the coaches, what to do on unofficial and official visits, how to gather info on the teams and coaches, and how to make the final decision and commit to the school. So you got the negative, and I've seen a lot of negatives, and I've heard a lot of negatives, and you got the positive. You've seen the positive. Now, my question to you is this. If you were able to do all these things on your own, would you do it on your own? If you're able to do all these things on your own, would you do it on your own? Good question. You're thinking, well, maybe, but I don't want to take a chance. Second question goes along with this. If it saved you $2,000, would you do it on your own? And that's the reality of it. You say, well, I don't have $2,000 to spend anyway, so the only other option is to do it on my own. And I say to you, you can succeed on your own. You can do it on your own if you want to. Do you want to? Yes or no? If it's yes, then let's move forward. If it's no, I really can't help you. But if you want to do it on your own, I tell you, you can succeed on your own. I've helped thousands of families do just that. I love empowering families. There are tons of resources out there. If you're just a little resourceful, you can get the job done. Just make sure that you choose the right resources. One of the disadvantages of the internet is there's so much out there, so much contradictory information, but there are resources out there, and you can choose the right resources. I can't remember what episode it was, but I had a whole section on this in one of my episodes about how to choose the right resources and what advice is good advice and what isn't. So you just got to choose the right resources, and that's why I put a step-by-step system together. In fact, I think I was the first one to do that back in 2002. Lots of people out there in services and businesses and experts present the tools, but few show you how to use them step by step, and that's the key. So I don't care if you grab my stuff or somebody else's. Put it together in a logical step-by-step approach. There's enough out there where you can do that. You can succeed on your own, and don't be afraid to go to those who have gone before you. Friends, other parents, other athletes who are now on scholarship, and have them help you, walk you through it, or come to me. So the sponsor, of course, is the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I mean, that's a minimal investment, and I can point you there. But my point is, you can do it on your own if you want to. My goal today in this episode was to lift your confidence and, of course, help you save a few thousand dollars. But I wanted to lift your confidence. Of course, as you listen to this, and you can get past the mental part of it, where you really do believe that you can succeed on your own, I believe you can. Thousands have done it on their own. They're the quiet thousands who have done it on their own. And you can as well. Just get those tools and do it. So that's my objective today. Just that you will have your confidence lifted and you will know and believe that you can do it on your own. And from here, what I suggest you do is to go ahead and grab that free download, the first chapter of my book. So it's absolutely free. I would encourage you to look back on past episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Do that. I cover a different topic in each show. You'll find some of those will fit for you. Listen to those. You've got those tools. Look for other things. I'll have something out in the next month or so that I believe is even more of an advantage than the free chapter from my book. I put out these resources so you can go ahead and get them, get started in the process to see if you want to move forward. But let me close today and just remind you, you can succeed on your own. Don't believe that you can't. Don't let someone else shake your confidence, to break you down, create these fears in your mind, those ones that I listed at the beginning of the show, because those fears can be overcome. And some of those fears are lies. Don't believe the lies. And I would just ask you to consider with me the fact that you can succeed on your own. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I welcome your questions at john@recruitme.com. I welcome you to go ahead and write to me if you have any questions. I would love to answer them personally for you. Remember to go get my freebie at recruitme.com, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, first chapter. Well, take care, and I'll come back to you with more next Tuesday.